Geek Radio Daily for Monday, November the 10th. It's 2008 for a while.
Still?
You know, for a while. Yeah.
Because I can't wait for 2009,
Let's
dude.
Let's get that over with. I know.
Please.
I know. Let's get 2008 over with.
Bury that thing.
Finish.
Bury it like
here.
Spock.
Word.
Yeah.
Burying Spock.
Hey, I said it.
Yeah.
Wow. Photon torpedoes, Captain.
It's all the geek without the Wade right over there across from me, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in his little booth of privacy or privacy, depending
Thank
on
you.
What country you're listening to.
I do like privacy better.
That right there would be Billy Flynn.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
There you
We're
go.
We're burning daylight.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Always busy.
Privacy. I do like that
it's
word.
It's good.
How do you not say that word and feel happy? You know?
I think you can't.
You, yeah.
you just can't do it.
Anyway. Hey, I'm the vicar.
Oh, yeah!
Wow, you are happy, aren't
I
you?
I am, dude. No, I'm beat, man. I've been frackin' raking leaves. Oh, dear God. That is not fun.
Don't you know that, you know, there's 12-year-old kids you can pay like 10 or 15 bucks to do that for?
Yeah, you'd think.
Oh, what?
Oh, wait.
15 bucks, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
I had no idea I was going
to
say that.
You'd think that there would also be kids walking around waiting to cut your grass. We've talked about this. Where are the usses of the modern day?
You
we
know
was
what it
doing
is?
That junk.
They're inside playing Cut Lawn Hero.
They are, man. They don't
Just
know how to
sucks.
Do it for real
no.
anymore. Oh, man.
Want to say some happy birthdays to anybody?
Hey, let's
I
do that
some.
For this here Monday. Sure, you start.
Brittany Murphy is 31. She's a Luann on King of the Hill. She was also in Clueless. Tracy Morgan is 40 years old today, and I want to say happy birthday, man. You are a very special guy.
You're special, man. You reached out, and you touched it by the heart.
Neil Gaiman turns 48 years old today.
I don't have that.
Happy birthday, Neil. And
darned.
Dude, and how do you not have Russell Johnson is 84?
I don't know. I don't
Russell
know how
Johnson,
I have this.
Professor Roy Hinckley on Gilligan's Island.
Yours
Thank
are better.
You.
I've got Giuseppe Verdi was born in 1813.
Oh, Verdi, dude. Yeah.
I have Ed Wood was born. I know he's dead, but I mean he was
is.
Born in 1924. Not dead, we don't think, is David Lee Roth. David
True.
Lee Roth, who was born on this day in 1954. His hair is gone. He's still with
That'd
us.
That'd make him 54. Wow.
Yo, I can't do math
that's
that fast,
crazy.
Man. That ain't gonna happen. All right, it's Monday, so we're gonna be talking box office. Of course, that's on the way. Also,
See?
some news of the Geekly. But I suppose what we need to do is let you guys know what to watch, baby.
TV pages.
Damn
Lord of mercy.
Right.
Tonight, CBS. Of course, new episodes of Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, 2 and a Half Men, Worst Week, and CSI New York.
Yeah, baby. ABC. You got a new Samantha Who?
Who?
Also, you got a brand new Boston Legal. Got Denny Crane up in the hizzy.
You know, it's probably CSI Miami. I lose track of them.
I don't
There's
care.
Too damn many.
It doesn't matter.
NBC, new episodes of Chuck, Heroes, and My Own Worst Enema. I mean,
well,
Enemy.
Well, how about over on Fox? You got a brand new Terminator, Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Dude, tonight, Ellison and Sarah come face to face.
No,
they
look
not
at
many
each
people
other.
Can do that.
And they stare at each other. They give themselves a crazy eye.
There's a new prison break on after that in which Michael is forced to go to the hospital. Damn socialist agenda of the Democrats.
Dave,
go to the hospital.
Dave will not enjoy the fact that AMC American Movie Classics showing Pearl Harbor tonight.
Yeah.
What's the song from? Is it from
Team America?
It's from Team America.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about. All right. How about speaking of Comedy Central and those guys, South Park. There's several South Parks tonight, including possibly my favorite South Park episode ever.
Yeah.
Which would be Spooky Fish.
Spooky Fish is good, dude.
Yeah.
The evil Cartman.
It doesn't get a whole lot better than Spooky Fish.
Tonight on the Animal Planet, it's me or the dog. And this is a guy talking to a woman, so I hope you find a nice place to live.
I was going
to
say, well, I'm not sure what he's saying there.
Yeah.
I'm a little creeped out by
Just a
the
bit.
Possibilities there.
I want my Skippy time, damn it.
It's got the 101 most unforgettable SNL moments. I think that would be good.
Yeah,
I would watch that. I would DVR that, if I remember.
Tonight on Bravo, inside the actor studio, Dave Chappelle interviews James Lipton.
He's hosting.
He's interviewing James Lipton.
I saw that. Right. Yeah. You got some movies. You got Cinemax is showing the Blues Brothers, baby.
Nice.
FX has got Spider-Man 2 and the Family Channel? FAM?
Yeah.
F-A-M? That's Family
Channel,
right?
Yes.
Huh. The Wedding Singer.
Sure.
Okay.
Disney Channel with Air Bud.
Hey,
you know
all
how
right.
much you love that.
Yeah. Oh, but that one's the one about the dog.
That's true.
Okay.
It's
all right.
not.
I wasn't sure. Yeah.
It's not the sequel Pineapple
kind
Express.
Of Bud.
No.
All right. VH1 has Scream Queens. Ah!
The ladies are tested on the campy comedic side of horror by playing a character with no body.
Nice.
Okay.
History Channel, Star Wars Tech, ESPN, Niners at Cardinals for your Monday night foosball.
Sweet. Sci-Fi Channel tonight has a little marathon of Lost. Well, that sounded weird.
That was kind of weak.
That sounded very weird.
Yeah, it was lame.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Hit that again.
Let's try it. It sounds
weak,
like they're singing in high. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Somewhere.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. Spike TV has got Without a Paddle. Turner Classic Movies with the 1935 Charles Laughton classic Mutiny on the Bounty. Without a Paddle, did you ever see that with Seth Green and all them?
No.
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
I did not.
It's a good one. If I'm watching anything tonight, it's going to be on that there, a Lifetime Television.
For Women.
Because tonight, a woman links missing drug money to the disappearance of her sister.
No.
Tonight, Megan Starr is... Megan?
Megan? Does she have a last name?
Oh, no. Megan Ory. There it is.
Oh, okay.
Megan Ory is her sister's keeper.
Ory.
I botched that entire damn punchline. I don't
either. Ory Maine was the character that Patrick Swayze played in North and South.
Okay.
Sorry, I pulled that out of my ass.
Wow.
All right, fine.
It must have been uncomfortable.
Let's just move on.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
That one sounded fine.
Dearest Vicar, you said recently you had never read a Dean Koontz book, so I wanted to put your mind at ease. All you need to do is read one, and you will have covered his entire Preternatural Bougainvillea. What's that word?
Ability to write books.
Yeah.
Storytelling.
Filled collection. Yeah. Every book is so similar that I was over 50 pages into one before I realized I had read it. Oh, damn.
Oh, snap.
I put that one down and never picked up another. Also, since most of my news comes from podcasts, I depend on shows like yours to keep me up to date. So thank you, GRD, for informing me of the passing of Michael Crichton. I know many people criticize his later work, but I maintain he was a brilliant author. And
he was.
What's with the Bruce being sick? Isn't he supposed to be the resident health expert, Glenn?
Well, you know, that's true.
He is sick a lot.
He is.
Let me just say, he is ill a lot.
Because you got to realize, deal with the Bruce is, you know, he's dealing with people who are sickly people.
That's
He's getting, it's almost like being a teacher. You know, you got all these damn kids with all their germs around. He's got all these, like, you know, weak, I'm going to go eat, like, tons of hamburger people with just germs just oozing out of them.
He's like Pestilence. He's one of the four horsemen.
Oh!
He comes to town, and it is, really. Let me just say, I wouldn't drink after him.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because it's like, he's carrying the germs of Nebuchadnezzar. It's like fracking pig pin.
You know how you can tell when the Bruce has been around?
How's that?
It's like a little slug trail behind
him. It is. There's coughing and stuff.
I got the black lung from the Bruce pop.
So, all right. Anyway.
He seemed to be much better spirits last night when we did the show. So
if you want to write to us, please do.
Please,
all right,
won't you?
Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce, if he lives long enough to read it, at geekradiodaily.com. Coming back, being Monday as it is, with a look at your box office results and some news of the Geeklyfied on this here November the 10th, 2008, Geek Radio Daily.
What they wanted and what they got, but they want to end the heat when my Uzi got high when I...
This fall, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at SethHarwood.com, brings you the story of Junius Pons. As a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of, he's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings Young Junius to SethHarwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, November the 10th of 2008.
You forgot what show you were doing, didn't you?
I did for just a second.
Yeah. Who am I?
I'm an old man, okay? I was thinking about my pills.
Medlock.
You know? I have to keep my pills all... Like in Grandma's Boy. She had the toolkit.
Yes.
I'm like that.
Yes.
I'm thinking about my pills. All right, give me a break.
It's a damn good movie.
Anyway, wow. All right, all the geek without the weight, Flynn and the Vicar on this Monday. Let's talk box office, baby.
Cha-ching!
All right, you want me to start at number 10 or you want to go from 1 up?
Well, let's go from 10 over and we did that alternating thing last week and I like that.
All right.
So let's start at number 10 and do that.
All right, number 10, you got your eagle eye in there and I don't remember what the hell this
is. That's the Shia LaBeouf movie, the one where, technology is telling him what to do.
Oh, right, all right. Yeah, that came in at number 10. Did it open this weekend?
No, dude, it's been out like 7 weeks.
Okay, I still don't know how to read my Who's Away. You just talk.
Okay.
You go now.
Number 9, The Secret Life of Bees, last week's number 7 movie. That's the Dakota Fanning, Queen Latifah, I believe, is in that as well.
Wow.
Fanny Queen Latifah, the Dream Team.
The Dream. Well, with them, you can't lose.
No,
uh-uh.
You can't.
The Haunting of Mary Hartley?
Molly Hartley.
Whatever. That's at number 8. I don't know anything about this either. I'm unplugged, yo.
I remember reading this, like, you know, when it came out that Friday, but I have forgotten it completely. Something I haven't forgotten. Look, Saw 5. There
oh, that's
go.
What that is.
Yeah, it's not Saw V.
I thought it was Saw V. I thought it was a sequel to the one with your Princess Amidala up in it and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
so that's
no.
Weird. I don't know.
Stupid.
Soul Men at number 6. Apparently, see Thomas Howell back in blackface, because you wouldn't think...
No.
Oh, it's a sequel to the one with the airplane and Snoop Dogg.
No, actually, neither one. This is the Samuel L. Jackson, and it's Bernie Mac's last film. This is the one where they were part of a group in the 60s, and like their band leader guy died, and they're getting back together, but they still don't like each other, and wackiness ensues.
So who's C. Thomas Howell play?
I think he plays the man in this movie.
And the C stands for colored.
Number five, look at this. Zach and Miri Make a Porno, a Kevin Smith movie still in the top 10 after 2 weeks.
That's
pretty fantastic.
Cool. Happy to see that. Number four, Changeling, which is not the White Wolf game.
It is
then
not.
I'd be interested.
It would have been
then
outstanding.
Then I would care. Yeah.
High School Musical 3, senior year, is finally
not
falling
number
from
one.
The top spot.
Thank
it
you
is
very much.
Number three this week.
Role Models is number two.
You said two.
Now, that was the comedy. Role Models
that's
is the
Paul
okay,
Rudd,
all right.
Sean William Scott, where they have to pull community service and they end
I'd
up watching. McLovin and, yeah. and some precocious little black child who goes, oh, what, just because I'm black, you think I did it?
I think that looks funny. I would watch that.
And number one, for no particular
drum
reason,
roll.
Madagascar Escape to Africa.
Told you last night, that's pretty funny.
Oh,
yeah, that's good.
I
that's
know,
good
you know, whatever, dude, if you like it, that's
number
that's
one, man. Number
that.
One by a damned fine margin. It's
well,
number
yeah, because
so.
There's nothing
yeah,
else nice. To take the children
well,
to
that's
see.
True. What else are you going to do? So, no,
you could
right,
tell
go.
The kids to go to bed.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Take them to Zach and Mary.
At 11.
Do you like that?
Training to do.
Geek news. Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The UK.
I don't know what that was.
The UK is a very, very cool place, sir. Over there, the new James Bond film Quantum of Solace has been giving a 12A certificate. That means children can watch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Although those under 12 need to be accompanied. However, View Cinemas has found that many adults resent children talking, texting, and noisily eating in cinemas. So, research and trials by View has prompted the ban of all young kids from selected screenings of Quantum of Solace. Anyone under 18 is not going to be allowed into certain screenings of it, so adults can watch the movie in peace.
If you're texting, you should have giant stuff dropped on you, like in Rayman 2. They do that. There's one of those games. I love that.
That would be cool.
Awesome.
They're planning also over 18 showings for The Day the Earth Stood Still when that comes out. The Yes Man, the Jim Carrey thing. A spokesman said that under 18 customers wanting to see a film is normal, would still enjoy a wide range of films. That's nice. But are you going to kick out the stupid adults as well?
I don't know.
It's
maybe.
A good start.
You should.
Bring it
from
over here.
IGN, ABC's confirmed the premiere date for season 5 of Lost.
Let's see if it works. It still sounds weird.
I don't know.
What's
anyway,
up with that?
The long-awaited return will be January the 21st. This
yes.
marks the show's return to Wednesday night.
Damn
where
right.
it aired for the first three seasons, albeit in three different time slots. So there you go. I know you're a fan. So Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, January 21.
Ready?
Yes.
Chuck?
Yeah?
3D. Chuck has a 3D episode coming. NBC's idea is for the Super Bowl, oddly enough. They're doing a big promotion inside of the Super Bowl, handing out 150 million 3D glasses. And they were going to have like all the shows that evening be 3D, but it got too complicated to do it. So Chuck is going to be the one. Apparently, the creator, Josh Schwartz, is giving us at least one little special 3D sight he says we've never seen before. And hint, it includes the words urinal cake.
Wow.
So there you go.
You know what I would like to see as a 3D show on the networks there?
What's
Kath
that?
Kath and Kim.
Yeah, God, Selma Blair's ass is outstanding.
And in 3D?
Dude, that's the only reason I'm watching the show anymore. It's not horrible, but it's not great. If it wasn't for those little things. Okay, read.
Okay, right, sorry. From Dark Horizon, Steven Spielberg and Will Smith in early discussions to collaborate on a remake of Old Boy.
And all of a sudden my brain went, boy? What?
Yeah, man gets kidnapped, held in a shabby cell for 15 years without explanation. Then he's released, given money, cell phones, so on and so forth.
And he comes out saying, oh, hell no.
Yeah, Smith would play the main dude, yo. Spielberg looking for a writer. It'll likely get underway once Spielberg finishes the first of his 10 movies that he's looking to make. Yeah, I know. DreamWorks in the process of securing the remake rights will be distributed by Universal.
UConn physicist Ronald Mallett has been working on a time machine for 50 years. The actual science behind all this is dauntingly complex, and though he once
you
took
think?
Out a provisional patent for what he called LOTART, laser optical time machine and receiver transmitter, an early warning device that might allow the reception of signals from future that could warn us of disasters, Malik concedes that any practical implication of his ideas are way off, but he asserts his theories are sound. He wanted to build a time machine when his father died, when he was very young, and he wants to go back and see his dad. And he's going to be doing preliminary trials. He's getting incredibly close to an actual working time machine?
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing, sir.
You know?
Nothing at all.
All right, I'll do that. I have no idea if we're on time or not, but
just go
from
for it.
TMZ, Obama supporter Bill Murray is all about peace, love, and change unless you bump into him and don't apologize.
Oh, hell no.
Don't get up in his grill. According to the New York Post, because that's a reliable source,
absolutely,
the SNL alum was amidst the masses in Times Square when a smaller guy walked through the line and bumped into him, says a witness. The man allegedly didn't say he was sorry. Uh-oh.
And you better
Murray,
be polite, damn
and
it.
And Murray won't in the mood to forget about it. Fists flew till the cops broke it up.
Whatchie.
That's a crusty old white man, too, and he's still mixing up. Hey!
Bill Murray Street, yo.
No charges have been filed, no arrests made, according to the New York Post. But don't F with Bill Murray. That's all I'm saying. All right. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're there. We're working on 50. We want 50 reviews, yo.
Yeah.
Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly. Check out the store over at cafepress.com and be sure to email us that podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Why is it that we usually ignore the fourth dimension? You see, we can move in the other three. As the doctor said, up, down, forwards, backwards, sideways. But when it comes to time, we are prisoners.
Start your computations. For Time Warp.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
If that machine can do what you say it can, destroy it, George, before it destroys you.